All right, I'm about to hit this nasal spray, yo.
Oh,
get it, dog.
What's in?
Oh, God, it's crazy.
Stop it. Quit. Quit making me laugh.
Dude, it's nasal spray, not crack.
No, it's good stuff, man.
You want to hit?
Quit pressuring me. What's up, guys? 85 podcast time. I'm sick.
You can't even say with enthusiasm. That's the shit they get. The
I've tried. Hey. I can't talk loud.
First podcast. It's our third year of podcasting.
30 years?
Third.
Oh.
13.
That sounds more reasonable.
Started in 2010.
Yep. Mm-hmm. We're old. Can we stop doing this now?
No! Oh, I love it! I look forward to it every week.
Ryan, we only missed, what, 2 weeks this year?
Ryan, we do it twice a week.
No!
We don't invite you to the other one because that's the good one. Josh is always invited, though.
Yeah. Oh,
the good one.
It's because my internet works all the time.
Right, I think I missed two this year, and that was for the wedding.
Well, no, I'm saying I think that we only missed two this entire year period, like as a group.
Maybe I missed more than two.
That's pretty solid.
Two or three.
Pretty damn solid.
Out of how many weeks in a year?
32? 52?
30? No.
No, I'm talking about my year.
What world do you live in?
A terrible one. White.
A sick one.
He's if on you that say, NyQuil.
If you look. Say podcast, on that
everybody keeps running over Ryan. I can't hear what you're saying, Ryan, because everybody else keeps talking.
He keeps
over
getting
him.
Run over? What?
Wait, your ears? Oh. You being sick affects your ears, too?
It doesn't affect my ears. It affects the you guys fucking talking over Ryan when he's trying to say stuff.
I have a pretty bad migraine.
The wind is really loud outside. I'm sorry. Just like my dog. I'm just full of problems tonight. The one night that my laptop fan isn't going, everything else is.
You guys hear a cell phone? It's Dulles.
I'm so popular, guys. Getting so many texts.
Everybody likes you so much.
Yes.
So, Dwight.
Yeah, what's up?
You looking forward to not being sick anymore?
Yeah, I was.
How do you feel about not being sick anymore?
This morning.
You were just thinking about not being sick this morning, huh?
I was just thinking about this morning. I was like, man, I can't wait to be not sick.
Amazing. Go on.
My life is going to be so different.
I'm going to turn it around.
I'm going to move to California, guys.
Anyway, sorry. Go on.
Nah, this morning I was fucking... I was gone. Like, my whole head was just, like, in space and, like, the right side of my face was all
that much nose spray, huh?
I've only used this once.
We could tell.
Yeah, that was a real fail.
He about killed himself when he did it.
I don't like it. I don't like that or eye drops or ear drops.
Well, me either.
Like
I'm right there with
it.
You.
Oh, it's all the worst. Yeah,
I'm right there with you.
I
don't wear contacts for that reason alone.
Yeah, I think the nose one's probably the absolute worst.
Really?
Like,
no, yeah.
Because it goes like right into your brain. You know?
That's where you want it to go.
It goes into your sinuses, I mean.
Why don't they deal cocaine this way, then?
They do.
In nasal sprays?
Well, no.
Pretty much. You sniff until you get there.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. It's like, you know, if they start selling them as, like, a nasal spray, then it's more user-friendly.
I'm sure there's some sort of
That's somebody. The number one thing people are looking for, user-friendliness. I want a more user-friendly cocaine.
The DEA has approved this user-friendly cocaine.
I'm just saying that for them to increase like, their business, they need to start innovating new ways. Delivering their goods.
Is it like paper bags over liquor? As long as you have a nasal spray, it's okay?
No, it's still coke.
Oh, so, okay. Well, I tried.
But people won't think it is. You can walk around and...
Like, no, man, I'm super like you're sick right now.
That's what you're doing.
What, this little guy? Fine. Don't worry about this little guy.
Or like a baby powder bottle. Huh? You just...
This little guy's what are we talking about this? The day.
Why are we going to get sued?
By who?
Cocaine dealers.
We're busting them. I didn't know they were so organized.
They are.
And they're all watching our podcast, listening to our podcast.
They have a guild.
Is this considered slander? Like, how are we liable for this?
I don't fucking know, do I? Leave me alone. You're sick. I'm tired.
Ryan, why are you tired?
I work all the time.
Okay.
I know how you feel, man.
Today was a rough day at the bank.
Who is that? Oh, it's George.
George. Surprise.
How long has he been here?
Days.
A lot. I assume the whole time.
He hasn't said a single word up until now.
Yeah,
yeah, he has.
Oh,
he hasn't.
No, I haven't.
No, he hasn't.
So you can't just change sides like that. Stick to
your
gun.
I thought that we were talking about Josh. I'll be completely honest.
I'm supposed to be the fucking sick one here. Why are you guys all making dumb things?
Dude, I'm stupid today. I haven't been able to think of a single word. Like, I'm sitting there with customers like, you know the thing you use? My debit card? That's the one.
Do you know that thing? Yeah, the thing?
Nailed it.
Every bank has it. You know, I'm not that stupid.
I swear I'm not this dumb all the time.
Please come back and bank with us.
Uh-huh. Thank you for your business.
Okay, bye.
You're going to anyways. Just open an account, or I'll kill you.
That's an extreme jump from where he was. Forgetting words to threatening to kill people.
Yeah, you really
hey, dude, when you're on the coke, things like that happen all the time.
I'm not on the coke. The wife's on the coke.
Listen, we're all on the coke right now, okay?
No, I don't drink soda anymore.
I get it. It wasn't that funny.
I did that for about 6 months.
You can't even buy soda. Without what? A card to get to the store. But yeah, I changed it up. I realized that was a dumb statement.
Yeah, I was going to say, what?
I don't need your help, Terry. It's just I don't need soda. Your help. Okay, yeah, I can get there on my own fucking own.
Okay. You know what? I'm just going to let you do whatever you got to do.
You do you.
You do
I knew,
you.
I knew.
And do it well.
Well, come
I'm not
on.
Gonna make
it wrong. It was terrible. let's not put any
pressure. I'm not gonna go out of my way to do something else.
Yeah,
you know,
he's not gonna go out of his way.
Yeah, I'm not.
There's no pressure here, Ryan.
I do ask you
whatever you need to do at your own leisure. What?
If you want.
With this yes, question.
I'll ending that. I sign
what? If Ryan, I sign you keep up. Breaking up.
Yeah.
It's that microphone.
My mic's been fine all night.
It might be your internet. I don't know.
Probably.
Because it's not like it like making that weird noise. It's just it sounds all broken up. It's just
dropping every now and then. Yeah. Say what you were saying one more time.
Terry, pending my brother not being on Xbox when we're done with the podcast, do you want to play some Grand Theft Auto?
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Good. Good. Glad we got that out of the way.
Speaking of Grand Theft Auto, Josh bought it.
Oh, I got it too. Morgan gave it to me.
Did you download it finally?
No.
What you were supposed to the other time we talked?
I started it.
You were supposed to call Triton.
Yeah.
A few times.
Better.
Like 2 months ago.
2 months. So how's that
funny.
Going?
That's funny to me.
You call him? Ryan.
Is Ryan here?
I don't think he's going to answer that question.
Ryan disappeared again.
Whatever. Anyway.
We lost Ryan!
Other than that, news, for those who don't know, Josh is now an official Team Mongoose member.
Oh, snap.
Starting his first.
He's only been in our Skype chat for, like, 2 months.
Hey, you know what, Dole? You know, it's not about how long it takes.
Why can't
you
just be happy for him?
I am happy.
Listen here, Perry wannabe, okay?
Who? Terry wannabe?
Perry, weren't you Perry the Platypus for Halloween?
Yeah.
Dork. I was Perry last year. I had so many more friends.
Ouch.
Before last year?
Almost two.
Yeah. That's double. Hey.
Well, it's almost double.
Almost double.
Was it the dog?
What? Maybe? Yes.
Now, what the hell is that?
No cat
Someone
noises,
pretending
George.
Like they're cat.
This is a clean podcast. This is cat-free podcast.
My dog is already in it. You aren't allowed to bring your cat.
Or your imaginary
My dog
cat.
Will rip your cat's face off.
She'll threaten to, at least.
Cat has two faces.
She's the kind of dog who chases after birds and barks at them and, like, jumps at them while they're flying.
So not a very smart dog.
She can be really smart and she can be really stupid.
So a dog that chases birds and catches them in the air and kills them and brings them into the house.
I brought this for you.
I bring a present for you.
Just like my last dog. Yeah, Penelope's a monster, dude. She kills birds all the time.
Your dog?
Next. Yeah.
Crazy. Maybe birds need to step the fuck off her property.
My dog used to get the squirrels, but they stopped coming to our house.
That's exactly what I'm hoping the birds will do.
Yeah. They would, like, sit up in trees and, like, make noises at her while she was at the bottom, like, growling at them. And she finally caught one,
and
it was over. Yeah.
As she stared the others directly in the eye.
Tell the others what you saw.
Freaking put a stake out there.
Never come back here.
Leave this place, Outlanders.
Go to the next door neighbors. They only have a wiener dog.
It's like half a dog.
Speaking of that dog, when my dog was little, and like a puppy, she was like closer to the size of that wiener dog because she was like a puppy. And so they were friends. They played a few times.
They're pals.
About like a month after we got her, she was pretty big at that point. And he came over one day because they were gonna play, and she put her mouth right, like, around his stomach, like, right in the middle, like, she was gonna bite into his back.
Oh my god.
And they never played again.
Awesome.
That's called established dominance, okay?
Yeah,
she was
one day
just,
when
like,
I...
trying, like, she was just going for a little taste. Just like, I wonder what this tastes like.
My dogs were playing one day when Penelope was a lot smaller, and I just turned around and her head was in his mouth. The entire thing was just in his mouth. Like, he had his mouth wide open and she put her head in there. It was terrifying.
I'm going to eat you now.
No, it wasn't like that. Like, he didn't have that plan. Like, she was trying to commit suicide by getting eaten.
Maybe he won't notice. Maybe he'll close his mouth. Just and I'll finally be able to leave this world.
It's not worth living for.
He's not a mute. Not at all.
That is not terrible.
Yeah.
Let's see.
More tea? Goddamn tea.
I drank all my tea.
Just push tea. Coffee.
What kind of tea do you like?
I've been drinking green tea most of today.
Nice.
With honey.
Caffeine.
I don't with have any honey. Honey, but I wish I did.
What? Oh my god, don't. That's. Why
Listen,
even
I'm
drink
not about
tea?
To go to the fucking store.
Why even drink green tea if you don't have honey, though? I mean,
that's why you have a
drink
butter.
Green tea with honey.
Did you say, is that why you have butter?
Mother.
Oh.
I was gonna say.
Goddamn, Ryan.
Butter. Butter.
I like my tea with extra butter.
I like my tea.
Just
like,
a steak, like just stick it in.
Cover it
with
butter.
With a side of milk.
Side of milk.
Milk.
Aladdin home remedies.
Hey, butter I just tea. Bought her. I just bought her pots and pans. Paladin pots and pans.
I bet they're buttered non-stick.
They're already buttered.
Butter makes it better.
Paladin's pre-buttered pans.
That's clever.
You buy them and there's just like, and they're white at the bottom and you're like, wait.
When you heat it up, it's just the butter's already there. Just
poke it.
The pool of butter.
Like an inch thick of butter.
There's a button. On the handle that when you press it, it puts on more butter.
It's great. <great. laughs>
Add more.
The secret to all my recipes is add butter.
The secret ingredient is butter.
Yeah, she's one of those people on Food Network. She's one of those people on Food Network I can't stand to watch, though. Because as she's making all of her stuff, she's like, oh, oh, that's so good. Wish you were here. And you're like, fucking bitch.
Right? It's like,
you bitch.
You bitch. Fucking eating all this butter
up before she serves it.
She's all sitting there with like her fresh baked putter crust pie.
That's the Food Network in general. You can't watch that if you're hungry.
Yeah, but she's the worst.
Even if you're a little bit hungry.
I mean, like Iron Chef. Okay, yeah, they taste at the end, but it's like a little smorsel of what they
made. You still get to see it get made.
Yeah, but it's not like her sitting down eating a whole fucking cupcake. You know she eats a whole cupcake.
Well, yeah, she made that cupcake. That's hers.
Paladine, she's from the South. Of course she
gets the fucking to enjoy
cupcake.
It. That's true. Paladine is one little cupcake. You know? She made it. She earned it.
Starts with one cupcake.
She's putting in the work. Paladine always putting in the work. You need to show her some respect.
Some respect.
No.
No, do you know who gets some respect? Friggin', what's her name? Gieda's husband. That bitch brings him food every day for lunch. She's at home cooking it. You watch her cook it, and then she takes it to him.
Who?
Her teeth are too big.
Gieda? What's the Italian Gieda. Chick? Gieda, whatever.
Gieda.
Gieda?
What?
Whatever, Gieda.
Just make that food, Gieda.
I don't like her.
Don't like that name.
I can't stand her, man. Her teeth are just too big.
Look at that picture.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I need you to say it out loud, because I'm going to laugh too much.
Bowflex! Holy shit! Get ripped by your poop! Fuck the naysayer! This shit is tight! Power thrust! Ass blast! Heavy wipe!
My god.
I'd buy it.
I just like the part. This shit is tight. Get ripped while you poop.
Shit'll get you real tight.
Oh god, that keeps a real tight butthole.
But real if you're tight. Pooping, you don't want a real tight butthole.
That's true.
Shit tends to tear.
Well, you don't want to put what? Keeps your butthole real loose on it.
That's right.
What?
You don't want it too loose, you don't want it too tight.
When you go to the bathroom, you want two flushes. One out of you, and one down the toilet.
That's right.
Oh my god, Dwight, that one was Steve Carell. Maybe just about that.
Yeah, that was from his skit on Funny or Die called Between Two Ferns. And it was probably the funniest one ever. Steve Carell was just ripping into Zach for being fat.
I feel his pain. My friends often do that.
Friends.
I feel like you said that with quotes. Do you not have friends, Ryan?
I said it with emphasis towards
you. That's what he was trying to get at.
Uh-huh. Oh. Ryan, it's okay. I'm fat, too. I'm one of you.
Yeah, Terry's not.
Terry's not. That's true.
That am true, but I could be.
If you tried real hard.
Could you?
I would have to try very
Being part of the fat club is a responsibility.
I don't think Terry's ever going to be fat.
One day.
I would have to just stop doing everything. Not move.
It would actually be more impressive to see Terry get fat, because he would have to put in a lot of effort to do nothing.
It would be harder for me.
You eat like 12 bags of pork rinds a day.
It's like fucking Sam, dude. He eats like 3 times as much as I do, like any time we've ever been out, and he's still fucking skinny.
Tyler! Mm-hmm. Tyler! Fucking Tyler!
Tyler, yeah, Tyler's the same way.
How many times we watch Tyler pound down his own fucking pizza while we all eat half, and that kid weighs nothing? I can pick him up with one fucking arm.
Yeah.
I hate him.
I hate him too. He's in Vegas right now.
He looks like he's having a good time.
Yeah. Which is weird, because he's Mormon.
I know.
Right?
Hey, Mormons can have fun. That was a lie. I don't know. I was trying to help him out, but guys can't even drink Pepsi.
You can drink Pepsi. I hate that so much. My least favorite stereotype.
Is Pepsi immoral?
Yes.
Yeah, because they don't caffeine. Own it. They could drink Mountain Dew, but not Pepsi, because they own it.
It's the same company. Damn it.
No, dude. I swear, that's one. I mean, he may have been stupid, but that's what he said.
He's stupid, then, because they're not allowed to have caffeine, period.
And the church doesn't own things. Some guy that's Mormon is probably on the board of directors or some shit, as it usually is, and they're like, oh my god, Mormons own it!
Quit going there.
Woo! Mormon alert!
It's a thing, you know. Mormon alert.
It's true.
Yeah. Is it like a moose drill? You see him and you climb a tree?
Depends on where you're at. Sometimes in the ghetto I heard, instead of Mormon alert, I heard, Policia! Or immigration!
That's not even the ghetto, that's just California in general.
I didn't serve in California, I was in Illinois. You know, going through the ghettos.
In ghetto!
Brian knows the struggle.
I know the struggle. I know it, brother.
Don't say that.
Can I fart all the time?
Don't say Joe.
Should I fart really loud now, just to bring back some memories?
No.
Oh, that's okay. We've been trying to forget.
We repress memories for a reason, Ryan.
Because they're painful.
And smelly.
And smelly.
But mostly smelly.
So what did you guys talk about last week?
Who can remember?
I was going to, but then I forgot.
Yeah, we talked a lot about RO and MMOs and stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
What was there, so, you know.
And things and stuff, you know, talked about what we're thinking about.
Podcast that you were not at.
What?
And stuff that was none of your damn business.
That's Jose true. Came to the podcast that you were not in.
Yeah. He's avoiding you.
He used his new headset that I'm gonna get now.
Yeah, I've heard it already. It's pretty good. I'm pretty impressed with it being a wireless headset and all.
Mm-hmm.
I am not impressed.
No?
No.
I'm sorry.
Terry's just that way, though.
You should be.
Terry!
It's your fault. What?
I just punched my microphone off my armrest. Or my microphone, my mouse.
Now my dog is sleep running, guys.
Punch that mouse.
I'm gonna go get a quick drink.
I
thought I had enough water. I thought 3 liters would be enough to get me through the podcast, but it didn't give me the first 5 minutes, so I'll be back.
Oh my god. That's a lot of fucking water.
He likes to keep hydrated.
You're supposed to keep hydrated.
I think my body is finally adapted to keeping me hydrated on beer. Because
I don't think that's a thing.
Well, you know, but I don't drink water, but I drink beer.
Actually, reading like a little bit of beer, like will help retain water for a little bit or hydration.
See, there you go. Are you gonna tell me he's wrong? Are you gonna tell me he's wrong?
Sure. I don't know if it's.
You know what retains hydration even better though? Water.
No, actually.
That's
the whole point was that a little bit of beer will do a better job in hydrating you than water, mostly because whatever the stuff in the alcohol or whatever will like retain it for a little bit longer than water does. But at a certain point, you know, it starts to dehydrate you more.
So like four beers in isn't as good as four beers.
It's more like one beer and then after that.
Well, damn it, I gotta get these ratios figured out.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, it was something like that though. But I thought that was interesting.
I think that's a fun fact.
That is a fun fact.
It's a fun fact.
You can hold on to that.
You don't know how hard I'm holding on to this.
I think I do. I think I do.
Oh, that's good.
I don't know if you're laughing or crying. George, if you need help, blink twice.
You have to blink loudly, though.
You need to blink louder than that.
Really loud? I don't know. That doesn't sound like a blink to me. That sounds like a cry.
Sounds like little toots.
Someone that touching you.
Help.
Hey, guys, I'm going to get more tea. Otherwise, I'm going to be coughing up all
over. Get some honey and a tea.
So unprofessional.
Oh, that was so funny. I'm just going to put this right in there.
How are you?
Watch. Click the link.
What?
I can't.
We don't do videos on a audio podcast.
Just do it. Do it, Terry.
I can't right now. Because I'm playing games on an audio podcast.
I died in Dungeon 4 again. Son of a bitch.
Yeah. This game's not that hard for me anymore.
You know what? It's one of those things, if you beat it once...
You get it.
But I can't fucking beat it. It's like... I always get... You know what it is I do really well, and I pick up the pills, and the pills fuck me over.
Yeah, don't take the pills.
I take all the pills.
Well, you're cool.
I take all the pills, guys.
We're talking about Binding of Isaac, for those who don't know.
For those of you who think I might actually be taking pills.
Hey, you just never know. Kids these days.
Just take a handful of pills.
They're into some rough shit.
Well, it's a rough
world. Playing too much of that Dr. Mario.
Yeah.
Playing too much of that Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong!
Those devil games.
The link. Do it.
What? I have no idea what you just said.
Yeah, I didn't.
It just broke up every time.
Click the link.
Really? He's back!
Yeah.
Potato's back!
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, George.
What's up?
How's it going?
I don't know.
Middle of a podcast still?
This is why I was laughing.
We can't watch YouTube videos on the podcast, George.
That's what we was telling him.
Silly George.
Now I know.
Is Ryan still here? Ryan.
Ryan never came back.
He's still filling up camel pack.
He's what? He has still a camel
went
pack?
To get water.
Oh. Did he leave when I left?
He left before you left. I don't know how you don't know this.
I'm sick.
It's that nasal spray. It's hydrating. Dude, it's fucked them all up.
Oh, wow.
You okay? Do you need help?
He's hydrating.
The nasal spray?
Is there something we can do for you?
Lacking nutrients. Yeah, you know, it's just kind of there.
Eat a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
I don't have any cheeseburgers here.
When everybody's sick, dude, and they like go for the chicken noodle soup, which I know is un-American because I can't stand it. But
you know it's un-American because you don't like it.
You know it's un-American that I hate it. I'm sorry. There you go. Everybody loves the shit, but I can't stand it.
Oh.
I want fried chicken.
Whatever Josh likes is American.
No,
anything Josh doesn't like is un-American.
It's communist.
American. It's goddamn communism.
Those goddamn progressive communists.
It's even made with white chicken.
As opposed to...
Dark meat.
Or black.
Oh.
Regular chicken.
Regular chicken. You know, if it were American, it'd be made with turkey.
No.
Ooh, it would taste much worse.
You know.
How is turkey more American than chicken?
It would probably be fried chicken.
Yeah. See? Fried chicken.
I still don't understand.
Yeah, that
how
still
turkey,
doesn't change that what doesn't, you just said.
Right. That doesn't talk about the turkey. How's turkey more American? If anything, we gotta be eating fucking eagles and shit.
Whoa! Yeah. Whoa!
That's American as fuck!
Yeah,
I know there's
a fried American eagle. Thing. You don't know America so, until you've eaten an eagle.
I know. There's a couple eagles that live around my house, Dwight. I'll cap one and, you know, we'll have a cook off. Deep fry that some bitch. Right before we go to jail.
You gotta eat it on a nice American flag.
I'm not proud of
this.
Hey, Ryan!
He's back!
Sorry that it took me so long. I wanted water. I ended up getting popcorn.
You love
that
your popcorn.
Is like the opposite of hydration.
Of what you want. It's the salty snack.
I'm also making coffee, so I'm going to have to go in a second.
Forever?
Man, you just planning a good night today, huh?
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Popcorn and coffee.
Just playing it fast and loose.
That's just the way we like him. Very loose butthole.
Very loose.
Oh.
No, I want to be tight butthole.
Dude.
Yeah, I know that's what you want, but it ain't what you are.
Speaking of American as fuck.
You seen I'm being loose butthole?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you're playing it fast and loose right now. Oh. Instead of fast and tight. See, you would have been fast and tight if you were just getting popcorn, but then you're like, nah, I'm going to put on some coffee right now, too.
Wow, that eagle's an 83-year-old grandfather? Damn. Yeah.
I know.
That's extreme.
Father of America.
Eagles are fucking scary, man.
They are terrifying.
Did you see the video of that one picking up that kid?
Yeah.
The fact that it was fake.
That was awesome, dude.
Yeah, I was like,
it was fake, you know.
Well, was it?
Yeah,
it was hilarious.
Oh, yeah. That's horrible. I thought for sure, I was like, oh, that'd be cool.
Nah,
I was going to congratulate that kid. I was like, your first flying lesson, son.
You're going to do fine, kid.
You're going to do fine.
His first wings should be that bird's wings torn off. Those are his first wings. The kids?
No.
You get it? Ripped that bird's wings off because the motherfucker was trying to kidnap him.
He was trying to take him and train him. He would have been raised among the eagles.
It'd be funny if, like, if it was real, like, the other, like, birds or whatever were like, hey, hey, go pick up that kid. You want, no. We'll
like, nah, man, come on. Someone's kid,
you.
Man.
Nah, you see that wolf movie.
Come on, you won't even do it.
You see that wolf movie with, and then the Avatar. There's
you don't
no eagle shit. Where's our movie? And so they were gonna take the kid and train him like in Mulan. They're gonna make a man out of him.
Yeah, man.
Let's get down
an eagle out of him.
That's what the eagle was probably singing as he was flying down. Like all his buddies were starting it right, like pumping him up, and he's just like, "Oh shit! Oh shit!"
Send me daughter.
And then he just started kicking it in. It's just fucking. All birds are high as shit, man. You know that. Like, they're eating seeds, but it's not seed. It's coke.
Everything's coke now.
It's that black tar heroin.
Eagles be slanging. Maybe the kid owed him money.
That's a good reason to get your ass kicked.
Maybe the kid owed it money.
Yeah, I think if any animal is going to be a drug dealer in the animal world, it'd be an eagle.
Yeah.
Nah.
Who's gonna
eagles would be, stop you? Like, politicians.
Eagles would be the
police. Man. No, fuck, that's what they want you to think.
Would be drug dealers. They're always
talking,
snorting
like,
stuff
I'm not,
up
okay, let me rephrase that. I'm not talking like drug dealers. I'm talking like drug, like, cartel leaders. That's what I'm talking about.
Like drug lords?
Yeah. Like they definitely be the.
You think they're politicians, but they're just motherfuckers, you know.
Oh, I know.
Just trying to make some spare coin.
Fuck that! They're just trying to make it rich.
What are they gonna spend it on?
Wigs, because they're bald.
Or drugs.
Sure.
Not all eagles are like bald eagles, Dole. Not all eagles are bald eagles, come on.
I know, but the American ones are.
Yeah, we have golden eagles, too.
Yo.
These aren't fucking albatrosses. No. I mean, come on, they're fucking golden eagles. They're everywhere.
What are you guys talking about?
All the we're talking about America, Ryan.
America.
You guys talking about bald eagles?
Yes.
No,
the American kinds.
Yeah. Bald eagle?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said gold eagles.
There are golden
eagles. Goddamn communists right now.
Yes.
Dude, why aren't you talking about bald eagles?
Solid.
That's what I'm saying.
That they're not the only eagle in America. They're
the only eagle that counts.
No.
The bald eagle is the American
America, Josh.
Look at that golden piece of shit. He's just standing there thinking, yeah, I'm expensive as shit. You don't even know how much I'm worth.
That looks edited.
Edited?
Edited.
Yeah, golden eagles are a thing.
I know, but that picture, that particular picture.
It's just bad white contrast. Or white balance, rather.
The real ones don't actually look that gold.
Shut up.
They're
kind of
just brown.
That they even made of gold.
They are, oh my god.
They're just brown.
I'm not talking about no fucking gold eagle no more, dude. I'm done.
Shouldn't have brought it up.
We need a crest, man. Like that.
America.
Mm-hmm.
America.
Except for one that doesn't say Labor Day on it.
What's wrong with Labor Day?
Call it poop day.
Call it weekend.
Yeah, weekends. Week. Just call it year.
Call it time.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that.
You won't.
I'm not. We're not getting the crest.
Why not?
We can get shields. Tax.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we could somehow find a way to mod it in the chivalry, and then we can use that as our shield before we play the
we take the
men at arms.
I've actually been trying to learn arms.
We could, except for Dole would still try and kill us, you know, even with our cool shields.
What's there to learn, Terry?
Like how to play it better.
Because
I'm too used to doing two-hand classes. Because they can't, like, defend themselves for shit, and they're so squishy.
They're so squishy.
You might as well be an archer.
So it's
already
about, like,
hard
punching enough
for me to live.
And their reach is pathetic compared to the two-handers.
The man of arms?
Faster. Yeah.
From what I've realized is that they're the distraction class. They're the scout of this game, you know.
Deathmatch and stuff. I was getting rocked by a man at arms because he knew how to play it right. So I want to learn how to do it.
He knew what he was doing.
Yeah, he messed me up a few times.
The oil pot thing. I have a lot of fun.
Yeah, I love
that
thing. I love that thing.
I was actually playing a game today, and we got to the part to where we had to defend the king.
Yeah.
And they wrecked his shit with like three or four oil pots.
Yeah. He backed
into a corner like a moron.
Oh, podcast. Poopcast.
There's a lot of people on the podcast today.
It's the first 2013. Gotta make it big.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Doing it big.
What's this?
Ryan, disappear again.
What's the red button of the day?
Cavities.
Boobies.
Oh. Okay.
Actually, cocaine has come up a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bald eagles.
Golden eagles.
It's weird because like,
talking about bald eagles.
If you like recap our podcasts and like just go over like the bullet points of stuff, they never make any sense. Like today,
the train of thought is really hard to follow. The train of thought,
and they never will.
Being sick, and then how drug dealers should start using nasal spray for coke. And just to make it user friendly. Bald eagles are drug dealers. America, golden eagles.
Well, apparently, golden eagles aren't cool. So
fuck them.
We kind of skipped right over the top of them, motherfuckers.
Golden eagles ain't shit, alright.
Yeah, they got nothing.
Whatever, dude. Those fuckers got a 6-foot wingspan.
They aren't even golden.
Me?
Not, yeah, but they ain't American.
They are American. They're in America.
No. They're not American.
They're not American.
They're not American.
They can be in America. They aren't American.
No, if they're American,
called illegal immigration.
God damn, golden eagles are illegal. We all know that.
They don't have green cards.
Since golden eagles are now not American, I'm just going to go burn all their fucking, you know, sanctuaries up here. Like, sorry, bird, you got to get the fuck out. Canada's 20 miles that way.
Good job. Canada takes everyone.
You go home, eagle.
Go home. You're Canadian now, bitch.
You don't take kindly to golden eagles out here.
That's parts.
Once you came.
Oh.
Hi.
Hi, Ryan.
Ryan's back.
Well.
How's your coffee?
Disgusting.
Dude, I'm not gonna make coffee this late. I'd be fucking bouncing off the wall.
I'm hoping for it.
Coffee doesn't work. Yeah.
No, it works on me.
You're quiet.
Me?
Yeah.
I better?
Ooh.
Little bit.
How about now?
Perfect.
Oh, grande better.
Yeah, deep throat that thing. El perro.
El perro. El perro.
El perro. El gato no es bueno.
What? Vamos a hablar español.
Cilantro es cantante. Cilantro es muy famosa. Cilantro es el hombre con el queso del diablo.
I'm afraid that's something, like, really bad.
No, it's really it's not.
The cheese is the devil, okay. Man.
It's really not. Cheese is the devil.
Okay.
Just I'm lactose intolerant, so I agree.
Man with the devil's cheese. Yep. Devil's cheese.
Devil de queso.
No, queso del devil. Or, yeah, queso del
devil. Man, I don't know. I moved to Montana, so I
have
to speak Spanish, okay?
So you can speak American all day.
As soon as I moved from California, my Spanish took a shit, and I don't give a fuck.
You speak American now.
I speak American. And since I'm so close to Canada, a little bit of French.
Yeah, a little Canadian. Yeah. Ask them about their tabernacle.
We all know Canadians all speak French, so...
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Fucking Frenchies.
Whoa.
Damn, that was hateful.
Ask them about their tabernacle.
That's why they call me Whitey.
Gonna do that. So, what the fuck, Bootsy? Why are you back so much now?
I just got home from work.
But yeah, generally, but
you've been
he means.
Back lately, in general.
I've been feeling
Jose, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's wrong with
George, too?
Yeah, what's wrong with all of you?
Go back to your holes.
Okay.
Damn. You don't want you here. Oh, really? Come on, get out of here.
She's so angry.
Yeah, it's like,
why
it's like,
is she
home.
Angry?
I'm not dead tired, you know, saving lives, come home. And it's like, oh, there's a call. It must be
saving
podcast.
Lives, what do you do?
I Photoshop off today.
You don't say
that.
He's
not going to answer that.
It's just making fire protection equipment, etc., etc.
Oh, boo! You're a phony.
It is pretty boring.
This man's a phony!
Boo this man!
At least I can really play the piano.
I'm not gonna lie, that sounds awful.
Yes. But it's easy and it pays well.
Well, there you go.
Well, yeah, I would say there it is.
Not so awful anymore.
I feel about
it's
my job.
Okay now.
That's how Ryan feels about his job.
Yeah, I work long hours. But you know what? I chill most of the day.
That must be nice.
Right?
Yep.
I sit
and look at a grocery store and say, what could I have for lunch today?
Look at all this food I can have.
Man.
It's like a library. I could have anything possibly.
Is that a pomegranate?
Let's see. It's about 12 o'clock. Not quite time for lunch, but maybe I'll just run out to the store and get a quick snack.
Some Cheetos.
12 avocados.
Ooh, it's that's like, a good idea. You guys have really encouraged me in this moment to get more fruit. Really
fruit
great.
Is good.
The bank I go to, they're inside of a Super Rayleigh's.
Super Rayleigh? What's a Super Rayleigh's?
It's Super Rayleigh's.
It's a big-ass Rayleigh's.
It's a big-ass Rayleigh's.
Exactly it's what it sounds like.
It's a really nice Rayleigh's. Terry's been there.
Where is it?
Really Rayleigh's. Super Rayleigh's.
Okay.
Modesto, downtown Modesto.
Is it better than Grocery Outlet?
I don't even know what that is.
That sounds super general and like,
oh my god. No, dude, awful. Like the cans are dented.
Inspired by like all the labels are just white with black text on them.
Yeah.
It just says cheese and it's a can.
No, I've been there. I've been there in Stockton. Like, it's exactly what it is.
Okay, yeah. Well, no, yes, it's much better than that. Then.
Well, then it's too expensive.
They have a deli section there too and a Chinese section and. See? There's something in the back. What, Terry?
I got Chinese from one in when we went to Landfest.
Yeah. And then there's a coffee shop too in there, like a cafe dealy. It's been featured on Food Network from Guy Fieri or whatever his last name. Fiery. He came there and visited their deli.
He lives in Santa Rosa, like right there.
Yeah, and So, yeah, no, it's a super nice place there. So every time I go to the bank, I'm just like, oh, shit, I'm kind of hungry. I'll just stop by the deli real quick.
It's tasty.
It's really, really nice, too. I don't know how they keep it so clean, but they do.
What with all the people in Modesto?
It's a nice part of Modesto.
What you
yeah, was, I'm in a nice part. Of I'm nice.
Just saying.
Still nice Modesto.
There's very few nice parts of Modesto last time I was there.
Yeah, but this is one of them.
Oh, where?
There's also a Wings and Rings place, too, in the same shopping complex.
Yeah, that place
Wings
is good.
And Rings.
Yeah, and then there's a smoothie place there, too, which is awesome. It's not Jamba Juice, it's their competitor.
Robex.
Jumbo Juice.
Robex is their competitor.
No. What?
Well, then it's not
like
their competitor.
Like that Bowflex?
No.
Broflex.
Not Bowflex.
Broflex.
But, I know, it's called Juice It Up. That's what it's called.
I've never heard of that. And, well, I cannot possibly be their competitor.
I don't know, that's something juice. A bro would say.
Anyways, it's a really
and
nice place.
Trader Joe's.
Right? Wait, so it's over by Trader Joe's? So by Big Five?
No, you guys have Trader Joe's. We don't have those in my hand. I want one.
Trader Joe's is nice.
Trader Joe's is nice.
It's pretty cool.
It's okay, I guess.
Fuck Trader Joe's, man. Trader Joe's is bullshit.
Why do you say that?
Because Ryan, like me, has shopped at Grocery Outlet.
They're too expensive.
Everything else is too fucking expensive.
They're too expensive, and they charge too much for their own shit.
Yeah, it's all them.
Yeah, it's their own shit, and they charge way too much.
Why are you going to Trader Joe's?
But they do have mochi ice cream.
I don't go to Trader Joe's. That's why I think it's
good. Oh, their mochi is really good. I used to get that all the time. I haven't had it in ages.
Do I know what? You can get
the chocolate one, yeah.
Mochi ice cream at the Asian Hong Kong market store for like $2.
I couldn't hear you. I heard something about an Asian market store that we don't have in Montana.
I said you can get mochis at Food Outlet.
That is... Well, shit. Now I don't fucking want to go to Trader Joe's no more.
No, hey, mochi. Yeah,
you get all the cheese, man.
Get all the cheese.
Stacking cheese.
It comes in a box with macaroni for 25 cents.
Yeah. You get a whole stack of cheese over there at Trader Joe's.
You ain't going to get mochis at Trader Joe's. It's a Tractor Joe. Trader Joe's.
Tractor Joe's. I don't want to eat it or get anything from Tractor Joe's.
It's like a dirty little hut by the bar. Tractor Joe's. Fresh produce every day. Flies everywhere.
We got carrots. We got milk.
We got hay.
Cranberries.
We even take wick.
We've
got a shitting hole out back.
It has been clean for a while, but
yeah.
It's still good. It'll still take it.
It tastes a little funny.
Other
we just call it buttermilk now. It's just buttermilk.
Well, how do we get here?
That's the question.
Question every podcast needs to ask.
How did we get here? Who are we? Who are we really?
We are no one. Hell. We don't exist.
And man.
I don't know what to tell you, Ryan.
I didn't say anything. Don't know.
What the heck is it? Money challenge?
Oh. What?
What do you, don't click on that. It's a virus.
Ah, okay. Oh, fuck.
Money now challenge.
You got Trojan horsed.
Heh.
What is this? Can somebody explain?
It's the thing. You deposit this amount, and at the end of the year, you have $1,300. You deposit the amount of the week it is throughout the year.
Uh-huh.
So, like, the first week you put in $1, second week you put in $2.
That's pretty smart.
10th week you put in $10, etc., etc. And by the end of the year, you'll have $1,378.
Right, well, about how much I get paid every week.
Well, good for you, fucking George. Goddamn.
I was saying, that's like, damn, dude.
This dude. Coming. This is why you're not on the podcast, George. Tired of you.
You ain't poor.
It's like, goddamn.
Yeah, man. Poverty.
It's like, I don't know who you at. It's like, George, I work for a healthcare and I don't make that much.
I'm not going to be poor for long either. I get another promotion, so I'm good.
Oh, nice.
This is why I voted for Romney.
Me too, brother. Me too. You want to know why I voted for Romney? Because this morning when I turned on my computer, it told me that I'm getting a 2% tax raise on my goddamn Social Security this year.
And then you got a letter that said you could retire at 74, which fucking hurts even more.
74?
Yeah, I got my Social Security statement 6 months ago, and it said that my current track, I can retire off the government at 74.
So old.
I was like,
just hang in there, buddy.
You're almost there. Yeah,
so, Dull, did you see any cute puppies today?
At school?
How was school today?
I didn't have school.
I asked what? About puppies.
What is it?
It's cool.
Go to school. Winter break. Nerd. What?
Nerd.
You're break. So, so you're
skipping
that,
school again.
Yeah.
You it know is, me.
It is the 4th of January. You went. You were supposed to go back to school like 2 days ago.
Thank you.
No, I wasn't.
Well, why the hell not?
Yeah, you were.
Well, why not?
Yeah, you were.
What's wrong with the education system? Why do you ask, Potato?
Because there's fucking talk about Social Security and retirement and shit. And what is that?
I actually haven't seen any puppies today. Right. All over the internet, you would think I would see at least one.
Exactly what I'm talking about. You guys are adults. I don't know what that means.
I'm over here drinking juicy juice.
Hey, we're trying to relate.
Oh,
we're
man, relate. You got fucking juice? Who's got juice?
I got Yoohoo.
Actually, I got a big old fucking okay, jug of naked of juice in the fridge.
Right. Oh, dude, I haven't had juice in so long.
Juice?
Does been that like... make you sad?
Yes.
You're an adult. Buy some fucking juice.
I've been working all week.
Oh, now we're adults, huh, Dwight? All of a sudden we're adults.
I never said you were adults.
He's an adult. Like that.
You're adults.
Yo, what kind of adult buys naked juice? Come on, man. Come on.
Terry.
Adults like naked things.
I fucking buy a ton of juice. I don't care.
I answered. I didn't say it was a bad thing.
I can thank Naked for getting me to the state I'm at now. I'm still
cough.
Pretty sick.
Recover a cough.
I was going to say, did they get you sick? Or
the state I was in this morning was just awful. I was a zombie.
You should have called me. I would have sang you a song.
I'll remember that.
Hey, speaking of zombies.
Song right now.
What?
I said, speaking of zombies, you should see that stupid new movie coming out where the zombies are curing themselves with love or some shit.
That sounds lovely.
Liquor, I didn't have to.
Horrible. I'm buying my tickets right now.
Liquor, but we all gotta go see it together.
Sounds inspirational.
I think it was like during The Hobbit, you know, it was right after the preview for World War Z, and then this, this next zombie movie pops up, and he's getting ready to, like, tear into this fool, and then he falls in love with some chick.
And they start.
I didn't get any of those previews.
I was like, what the fuck kind
Maybe
of
it's Montana is this? Thing.
Oh, yeah. Because we love zombies.
Montana.
Yeah.
And apparently zombies love you?
Maybe. I don't know.
That's how they're curing themselves now.
Through Josh's love. You.
Through Josh's love. Josh is
setting them free.
Be free, my corpse eater. Be free.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to find it right now. I'm on the way.
What? On the way.
Where are you going, Ryan?
Going here.
It's happening.
You're not on the way anyway. Anywhere.
He's what?
Shut up.
Ryan, come back.
Right here.
Oh. Hi, Ryan.
Like you're on the way somewhere.
No, shut up and listen.
Look at this shit.
Is he getting more coffee?
I don't know.
No, he's going to sing.
Oh, God, he's going to sing.
I'm on the way.
Preparing for takeoff.
Let's all watch it together, shall we?
Question is that a gold meeple?
All the videos.
Oh, Ryan.
Shut up, Dolph.
That's no 6-foot wingspan. That's a bitch-ass wingspan.
Why all the videos, this podcast?
Oh, warm bodies. I've heard of this.
I found it.
Okay, you found it.
Mm-hmm. Now
I don't want to watch this again.
Yeah, I don't watch this at all.
Not a Nevada commercial.
The top comment. They're talking to Ho Ho.
You're gonna have to. I'm not clicking it again.
It says Ho Ho, a better love story than Twilight.
Well, that's easy to do.
Why are they talking to Ho Ho?
Ho Ho is a better love story than most love stories.
Oh, wow. Yeah, about a minute in, the zombie, sees his girl, and then, it zooms into his heart, and his heart changes from gray to red, like the Grinch. And now he's a good zombie.
Well, great. This link that George posted is totally more interesting.
Yeah, with the hippo.
It's a fucking...
We're not... This isn't YouTube video time, guys. It's fucking
That's
podcast.
What I've been saying this whole time, and you're all watching videos.
No, I just wanted to see what Warm Bodies was about so we could talk about it. I'm not gonna talk about a bunch of fucking hippos.
What? You don't like hippos?
Well, you were just talking about Jose.
Oh!
That's different.
Why you gotta be like that, man? Well, they ain't fat.
Hey, just saying it. You were all thinking it. We all were.
Jose
we all knew it.
Just overflowing with all the love he wants to give to people.
That hippo was overflowing with all the love, too?
I just had to be the bro that said it. That's all.
I don't know about that, Whitey.
But it's why they call me Whitey.
Zombies can't Whitey. Talk.
So we played Cards Against Humanity again the other night. Streamed it. Mm-hmm. Whitey, it was your first time playing.
Fun.
What did you think of it?
I fucking approve of this game.
It's a good game.
Okay.
It is Terry? Just like a game made for me.
Yeah, I feel that.
It really
was. Terry, can we play this instead after? Let's all go play. Let all of us go play Cards Against Humanity.
Okay.
My very first card was the KKK.
Yeah. Oh my god, that is amazing.
It was awful. It was all downhill from there, Ryan.
Whitey, that is just destiny. Pure and simple destiny.
It was just I'm like, oh, how do I play this? Oh, there's this card, it says stuff, and here's the cards you pick, and I'm like...
It says the KKK,
I thought you meant, how do I play this card? When should you use it? I'm like, anytime. It doesn't matter when. Just throw it out there, the KKK.
And then it's just anytime you want me to pick your card, you just have to pick the most racist thing on my turn.
Ryan, you know how there was that one white card that was a big black dick?
Yep.
We found out that there's another card called a bigger blacker dick.
Oh.
Yeah, so there's two.
What if they both get played?
I don't know. I don't know what happens in that situation, Ryan. There's never been two big black dicks in a game before.
Obviously, you have to pick up the bigger black dick.
Well, yeah,
obviously. Yeah, I would assume that it has superiority over the other.
It is a bigger and much black one.
But we can give an honorable nomination to the other one. Yeah?
You'll have to pick, find out which one's there's the next one. We'll give them a free point.
There you go.
Everyone wins.
Oh, yeah.
I did pretty good the first game we played, but then every game after that, I just got shit cards.
Yeah.
Well, it's also apples to apples. Winning is just kind of random.
except that like one comeback I came when like Jose and Dole had like 12 points. I came back from 0-1.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
This is my game. I love it. I think my favorite combination was what is the next superhero sidekick double, Kanye West and Gold Showers. Needs R. Kelly, but...
I was about to say, it would have been better if it was R. Kelly.
Well, I went with Kanye West.
Can't go wrong with a yay.
It's like we have like a list of cards that just always win.
That's true. There is just a few cards in there, like Bill Nye, the science guy. I'm pretty sure he's won every time he's ever been in there.
Yep.
You've got to play that one strategically, though, because it really doesn't work for everything. But like, if you play it for the right thing, it'll win.
Porn star name one would be like, well, Greg, Bill Nye, the science guy, McGee.
That'd be actually kind of funny. What is a scientist doing in a porn?
Maybe he's trying to get someone to touch his beaker.
He's doing research.
I think my favorite one for that one was, I think, the one you did, Dwight, where it was like, whatever his name is, getting in her pants politely, McGee.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was mine.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, it's Dwight's now.
Well, I think I chose that card.
Yeah. You chose it, and I put the card down.
Well, Dwight put it down, and he chose it, so...
Yeah. That's why I won that game, because I kept choosing my own.
Sounds like a cheater.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
we tried to play with, like, a lot of people, too. I think we had, what, 7? 8 people in one game?
Yeah, something like that.
And that was kind of difficult. You can't have high point rounds with that many people because it just lasts us forever.
Mm-hmm.
Which isn't necessarily a bad thing, but, you know, you want to win. And if you're far behind, like, I had 1 point for, like, 40 minutes, I think.
You so...
Yeah, I wasn't doing too good. That was a fun game. It was a very fun game.
Yeah, I think the one time I played it, we played it with just 3 people, so it was kind of like passing the cards around. Every other time, just pretty much the same people were winning.
Well, see, when you have a small amount of people, it's like, when someone has like the plainly funny card, it's obviously an instant win. When you have like 8 people, it's like...
You have to choose between like 2 or 3 funny cards.
Yeah.
It's like, as soon as like... I remember, like, everyone, when it came to my turn, everyone was just like, I got my Whitey card, this is the best one. It's fucking, like, Maya Angelou, black people, oh my god.
That's true, like, when you know, like, what someone likes, then you save that card for their turn, but then, like, everybody does the same thing.
Yeah.
So you're like, oh shit, I probably shouldn't have played that, because now there's, like, 3 other really good cards.
With the racist ones, you can split them between Whitey and Jose. Yeah. Jose will do them too.
You just gotta make sure you play
the Mexican ones.
It depends on the type of racism, but
so if you generally guys Cosby played the glitch.
Wait, I actually just remembered my favorite one right now. The one I picked, the David Blaine one, and I had the Auschwitz card.
Yeah, to escape Auschwitz.
David Blaine in his next greatest stunt is gonna escape Auschwitz.
What the fuck? Jose just posted something in the fucking chat.
What the hell, Jose? We got 6 people in the podcast.
Oh my god.
Get them in here.
That is amazing. Up the upside of meth. Holy shit. Who wants to go do meth? Anybody?
No.
I'll pass.
No, thanks.
Yeah. We'll tell you things for adults. She's too young, and they'll think we're actually trying to get her to do math.
No, they won't.
You don't know.
Oh, he told you he didn't know.
I know.
Okay.
Though you don't know anything.
I did it.
Nothing.
Jose's finally here.
Oh my god, this is too many people on the podcast.
Nah, it's just the right amount, because I'm not really here.
Yeah, a lot of we aren't, like, talking crazy amount over each other.
How long have you guys been doing this?
About an hour.
Oh,
so came in there.
Came in just in time.
Yeah, we got about 20, 30 minutes.
Cool.
Mr. Popo.
Well,
hello.
Hello.
I can't do that while I'm sick.
How was your stream today, Ho-Ho?
It was good. We did,
did
it.
Did you kill the bad people?
We did.
Now did we're you kill like the good macro? People?
No, the good people are safe.
We no.
Did they
did. Fine. Kill both.
We finished early. We actually killed what we needed to. Now we're like, in 2 weeks, we already hit, I think, rank 12th now on the server.
I thought the thing you posted said 22.
Yeah. We got another couple kills that put us up. It says 22 right now until it updates.
Oh.
Yep.
What is well, that look number?
At you. T-Mongoose represent.
T-Mongoose going hard, bro. Like, T-Mongoose coming out of nowhere. Like, people are like, what's this guild going on over here?
That's awesome, man. That is fucking awesome.
Hey, man. I got a...
Do you have the website linked in the guild info?
Yes, I do.
Good. Good.
Apparently someone, like, I posted it, like, in trade, I was, like, recruiting people, I was like, T-Mongoose, someone was like, what, T-Mongoose, that's badass, I was like, yeah, this guy gets it.
Like, we are the best.
So we're getting the name out, it's working out.
That's dope.
Yep.
How dope.
At least two.
Wow. She's pretty that's, low on the dope scale.
It's out of three.
It could
no,
be.
No, it's not.
No, no.
It's out of one.
Goes to 12.
Scale works. It goes to 12.
It's 1 to 10 and tops at 12.
Fine. Yeah. I give it like a 4.
A 4?
All right.
It's not many jokes, man.
I ain't trying to do anything crazy. All
right.
Let me know when you hit first place, and then I'll give you 15 doves. I'll break all the rules.
Whoa.
Right.
Whoa.
Ryan, we're going to have to talk to you.
Don't be like that. I don't want to hear it. No, I don't want
to hear it. Ryan, I'm going to need you to stay after the podcast.
Ryan, sir. Sir. Keep your pants on. Sir. Ryan.
I don't think I heard
anything. Ain't no one break the dope scale.
Yeah, I'm going to break it. You know me and break the scales. I hurt myself. What?
Nothing.
No, I'm not
scared. Scared than y'all.
I'm sorry to hear that, Ryan. I don't right. envy you.
What are you gonna do? I'm scared. Please, Terry.
Please what?
Please shut the fuck up!
Oh, Ryan, please.
Whoa.
Why are you yelling at Terry?
Not very nice.
You came in wanting to break stuff, and now you're yelling at Terry.
Why is Ryan mad?
Are you out of your popcorn or coffee?
Yes.
Coffee. Are you out of your 3 gallons of water? What's going on?
I left it in the kitchen when I went to go fill it up.
There, no. There it is.
Now it's all the way over there.
Yeah, like, who the fuck has time for that?
Nobody.
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 Ain't nobody got time for that.
It's gonna be okay.
Not. You don't know me like that.
It's not okay.
It's not okay. Everyone you love is dead.
No! Wait, I didn't love anybody.
Oh.
Shit. I better start loving people so they can be dead. Dole, I love you.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Ouch.
Whoa. Wow. Jose, I do not love you.
Damn. Yes.
George, I love you. Terry, I don't love you.
Yay!
Ryan, we did it, Terry! Yeah! We made it, Terry!
I'm a little bi-curious, but I don't love you. I mean, I love you.
Oh, shit.
That was like let you off, like, and then he put you back on the spot. Bullshit,
now I know. Now I know. I'm killing you.
You're already dead to me, man. I love you.
I'm gonna haunt your ass.
Well, I love the idea
but just
of
just your ass.
I love the idea of you. So your ghost is dead too. He's gonna squeeze your buns in your sleep.
Not in the good way.
Just like that.
I'm gonna get at those sweet potatoes.
Oh, shit.
One hand, spread some cheeks, and deliver some love.
No. I like where this conversation is going.
It's not a rape ghost, Whitey.
Very...
Rape ghost? Is that a thing, Terry?
It's like...
Oh, they bring Pobo back.
Is that a thing in black unit?
Could I get a rain check on the spread of the butt love, please?
Mm-mm. What? It's gonna happen one way or another.
It's going to happen right now.
You can scream all you want. It's gonna happen.
So, Dwight, you and Brenny been doing that Razul thing.
Yeah.
How's that going?
We've literally only filmed those first two episodes because as soon as, like, we were gonna ready to record more, he was busy with Crystal being over. And then I got sick.
Well, never mind then.
It's fantastic, though.
It's good. Me and Morgan have been playing it.
Yeah, Brenny and I actually talked to Block Fortress, the guy who created it, in between episodes 1 and 2. And super nice guy. Apparently he's aware of my Hogwarts stuff, and he's a fan of it. I told him, I was like, if you want to come help, what's up?
If you want to build it for me.
he told us, like, because when we talked to him, it was before we entered the Nether. Like, we were right about to go into it, and he goes, here's just a tip. Just run.
Just run. Yeah, you gotta just run.
Don't
on
stop
that part.
Don't talk to anybody.
And,
even in those towers, just run past them.
it was terrifying.
You try and fight them off, and then your swords are gone, and you're like, what?
Yeah. But the use of command blocks and stuff in Minecraft now are fantastic. You could do so many things with them now, and like, there's new commands and stuff like that, so there's checkpoints in the game now. Like, you don't, when you die, you don't go back to where your spawn was or where you slept or anything like that. So you could set up checkpoints so you don't have to backtrack the whole way.
Right.
You can also, you don't lose your inventory, which I don't think is a command block thing, but rather just...
It is.
A server property thing.
But it's something that the command blocks do. When you load up the game, it does, like, keep inventory on or something? Like a game rule thing? I don't know. I don't understand how they work.
Regardless, it's made adventure maps, like, so much more badass. So, It's gonna be pretty intense because I'm pretty sure Whitey. What?
What?
I knew that would get Whitey. I apologize, guys.
What?
I think they're showing each other their dicks again. Hey, look at this one. But no, our next adventure map that we're gonna do for the S&P stuff, I want to do one that has command blocks in it.
Okay.
That'd be cool.
Okay. We still need to finish this one.
Yeah. Well, we gotta film as soon as I'm better, because I only have one episode left in the hopper.
Monday.
Hooper.
The Hooper.
Keep your Hooper clean.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you laugh?
Good.
I don't know.
It's good advice. Keep your Hoopers clean.
Eat your
poopers
clean.
So, how are you guys?
I just got here.
I'm sick.
Yeah,
no one cares. You've been playing that card all night. We're over it.
Keeping you updated.
Broke from the Steam cell.
That's what Twitter's for.
We're over. Mm-hmm.
Still sick.
Still sick. Sucks. Hashtag sucks.
Hashtag sucks.
I'm gonna tweet that right now.
Hour to hour updates. Yeah, still sick. Nose is running. Hashtag YOLO.
gotta sip some naked juice.
I just took a sip of naked juice. Hashtag YOLO. Living life.
It didn't work. I'm still sick.
Feel sick.
This cold doing work.
Feel sick.
Hashtag getting it in.
I do have.
Hashtag getting it all out.
I have two little milestones that I'm going to be crossing pretty soon.
Ooh, yeah?
Like 50 followers and 50 likes away from hitting 5,000 on Facebook and 4,000 on Twitter.
Yeah. Oh, sick.
Everybody celebrate.
So I'm not going to do that.
Conformist.
Yeah, you conformist.
You're the conformist. If
I'm 50 away from 700 on Twitter.
I'm the non-conformist here.
I already have the high score on Twitter, so...
That's why we took you out of the rankings.
Yeah, it's probably better this way.
Cheating.
Ben, you're a hacker, so we had to ban your account.
Yeah,
that's yeah, but I'm such a good hacker that I unbanned myself.
I just didn't have a ranking. I'm not talking about your...
Again, Terry? Again?
Yeah. Also gave myself like $1 million.
God.
Yeah, I'm pretty good.
No big D.
No big D, I mean.
It's a very big D.
I can feel your jealousy from here, but, you know, that's okay. I'm used to it.
Haters gonna hate.
It's gonna happen.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I was just making sure shit. Don't get out my ass like that. No need. No need.
So, Netflix.
Nothing. I was just literally going, pew, pew, pew.
Netflix sent me an email earlier telling me about some show that they just added. Where is that? Email. That's not on that one. Some random ass show that they added that they thought I would like. Because I have like 50 people in my account all messing with my
I hate that.
Recommended stuff.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. So
me too.
But, New Arrival, World Without End, is now on Netflix. We think you might enjoy it.
Yeah.
I don't know what it
World
is.
End?
World Without End. It looks like some medieval... Kind of, I don't even know.
You can tell with those things.
With 14th century England as the backdrop, this epic sequel to The Pillars of Earth picks up
I know that.
Events 200 years later as the king leads the country into the Hundred Years' War and the plague begins to spread through Europe.
Is Joan of Arc there?
Watch now. I don't know. I don't care. I don't want anything to do with this show.
It kind of sounds like you care, Terry.
I don't.
You brought it up out of nowhere. Well,
you guys have nothing interesting to talk about.
Yeah. Paul, where are you guys at?
All I've been doing is working, and I work at a bank, so I can't talk about work.
You talk about money?
Yeah. Tell us a money joke.
Yeah, I love money.
Tell us a money joke.
Yeah. Tell us about your taxes.
That'll be funny.
Yeah, how are those doing?
Tell us what you had for lunch.
What did you eat for lunch today?
Chicken tenders.
And how much money did it cost?
$9.
Did you use bank money?
Chicken tenders?
Well, I had other stuff too, but you guys got to the next question.
Man, did you use bank dollars?
Yeah, did you use your bank money?
I used my own personal money.
Why? You work at a bank.
Why? You work, you idiot. There's money lying all over the floor at the bank.
Money all over the place.
Pick it up and go get money.
Open that little drawer. Get a $100.
Put tape on the bottom of your shoes and just be like, I don't know.
It just
all this everywhere. Money's going, man. Yeah.
They were there when I left.
Okay. I'm a banker. I don't have a drawer anymore. I don't have money. I don't handle money anymore. I'm a banker.
Wow. It's too good to get your hands to that stripper.
So wait, you become a banker and then you don't touch money anymore?
No, he's the one that does all like the loans and stuff.
Tellers touch the money.
So you touch the money and give them loans.
Are you telling them to give me your money?
I touch checks.
Well, get some checks.
You're in the wrong job then. You gotta get back to where the money's at.
Cashing a check your butt can't bounce.
I make a lot more money here than I did.
You could make a lot more, you know, picking up money with your feet.
Yep.
Just gotta find it.
Just gotta get some good tape.
Double-sided
tape. I don't know what your problem is.
It's like when I sold insurance that I could just, like, commit insurance fraud whenever I want.
Can't you?
Sounds
well,
like, yeah.
Of course I can.
Sure I could, but...
Insurance fraud.
Pronounced fraud.
Fraud. Insurance fraud. So I just booted up the story, and I'm in a free-for-all, a 64-man free-for-all in the arena.
That's pretty crazy.
This shit is ridiculous.
Call it in your mouth?
Yes. There's like 40 people playing, and everyone is just running around swinging randomly. And I just spawned in front of two people.
Sounds pretty terrible.
It's terrible. I died immediately.
Shit, it's already midnight.
No, it's not. Not where it matters.
Oh, God. I'm on fire.
That's okay. Suck it up. Oh, suck Josh. Josh, hang in there.
This is a podcast.
I know.
Yeah, focus. Focus.
Stop.
Whoa.
Don't bring talk up about chivalry.
I've been busting my ass trying to bring up shit to talk about.
What do you guys think about carrots?
Sit here doing nothing. Got all this dead weight here.
They turn you orange if you eat too many.
Yeah. Oh. Why don't you guys talk about some shit, Whitey?
Whoa.
Josh. I can tell you about how...
I can tell you all about shit.
Or that kid said he shouldn't have gone to school.
Well, do it. Well, kids got shot an hour away from me. Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah, let's not talk about that.
Downer.
We aren't going to talk about that. Yeah. We didn't talk about it when it happened. We aren't going to talk about it now.
The whole new year.
They tell you about my trip on the way back, Dwight, when I watched the family from Alberta plow a deer at like 80 miles an hour.
Why?
And you say plow.
Like, you even like plow like...
They were driving, and they were in like this 15-passenger van.
Here right now, ain't nobody plowing deer, literally.
Not without protection.
Not without protection. Or
yeah,
Terry, I'm scared.
You protect yourself.
They get special permits for that kind
Terry.
Of
thing.
Did they get deer aids?
Yes,
I hear that's a real thing.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure there's aids for lots of animals.
So someone plowed a deer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're driving back, and this family in a 15-passenger van blew by us on the freeway, and it was nighttime, and...
Your choice of...
What?
Nothing.
These 15 people totally blew us on the way.
That's right. I just rolled down the window and said, hey.
So they letting it breathe, and then all of a sudden, like, 15 people cruised by blowing me.
And then, so, they drive by, and we're doing about 75, so, you know, they're doing 80, 85, and next thing I know, about 5 seconds later, there's this huge explosion of red mist and chunks of meat going everywhere.
Oh.
And I'm just like, what the fuck just happened? And I slow down, and I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm looking at this van, the total front part of this red friggin' Astro van thing is just totally shredded. And just annihilated. And there's this just... It almost looked like, you know, in the video games, you put C4 on somebody and blow them up, and they just totally, you know, get red mist and dismantled. That's exactly what it looked like.
Somebody really fucked your pussy, huh?
Dear's just God.
And as I drive by these guys and wave at them, I'm like, hey, good luck. We go through this puddle of blood.
Nice one! Give a thumbs up.
That was sick.
Hear the freaking blood squish on the tires as you go by. It was just like...
Oh.
I was like, oh.
That's
awesome.
That is by far like the best something getting blown up in the front of me I've ever seen before in my life.
Do
you get a lot of those?
Like, can you compare these to other experiences?
Things that have blown up in front of you?
I bet he has a nice fat list.
Yeah.
He has a book.
That's right.
Terry.
Book.
Oh, God. I don't like that.
An interactive book.
It's a pop-up book.
There's chunks everywhere that just explode out.
It has, like, those party poppers that you get for, like, New Year's Eve. Just bang!
Little red bits of confetti come out every time.
That's terrible. Josh, that's terrible. Why would you have a book like that?
Yeah.
Well, you know,
I hate your book.
It's a great book.
I hate it.
No, as we're driving by these guys, you know, they were from Alberta, and I was just going through my mind. I was like, this guy's jumping out of the car going, oh, hey, what the fuck, the deer in the middle of the road, eh? Jesus Christ.
Okay. Sorry.
You fucking hoser deer, you're not even going to You gonna fucking move out of the way? It's like, so bad.
Is that a moose, eh?
Actually, there was a story about a school bus getting totaled by hitting a moose the other week, too.
Of course there was. Jeez. Why wouldn't there be?
Moosey.
Yeah, it's moosey, eh?
A moosey.
I know, jokes.
That's a hooser.
Moose, they don't use the crosswalks. They just go out in the middle of the road like they own the place.
Did you guys ever see that video of that one lady that called the radio station about the deer signs, the deer crossing signs?
Yeah.
Yeah, where she thought it was, like, literal. Like, yeah. Like, how do they know that they cross right here?
Why they put those signs there? Deer shouldn't be crossed.
I have not
there.
Seen that.
Why can't the government put in crosswalks for the deer?
For the deer, yeah.
It's exactly right. What's that town right there by the Altamont? Like right at the bottom of the Altamont?
Patterson, Tracy.
Like, yeah, like it's not Tracy. Livermore. It's like Mountain something.
Mountain View? Mountain House? Side. Mountain House.
Yeah, that thing. That new one that they had built not too long ago.
Yeah.
When that got built, people were calling the city and asking if they could turn the fans off because it was too windy.
Guys, it's winter. We don't need all this air conditioning.
Why don't you turn it down?
Ooh, super chilly down here.
The last thing we need down here in the Altamont is more wind, all right?
Look, you don't need to turn it off. Just turn it down a little bit.
Put it on low.
Just turn it down. Turn it down a notch.
Just a little bit. You
take
know?
It from 11. Take it down to like 9.
Just bring it down a little bit. It's just way too windy.
It's awfully dangerous putting those all next to the freeway.
Mm-hmm. Could blow the cars right off the freeway.
What are they thinking?
Did I ever tell you about the time that one of Sarah's like coworkers came over and she was like, "There's all these windmills in southern New Mexico, and you should go see them. There's like 100 of them." And Sarah and I just looked at each other and started laughing. like, we're from California. There's thousands of windmills everywhere.
Yeah,
and I'm not just talking about the Altamont. Like,
yeah, they're everywhere.
She's just talking about the Altamont.
You're like, they're windmills. They're for energy. They're totally fine.
Fuck, man. You're crazy. I don't even fucking know.
Just saying. Crazy.
Hey, everybody who see a windmill thing, fucking tweet Ryan, yes.
Windmill!
Not even like windmills, right? They're the wind turbines.
Yeah, well, you know, keeping it simple.
I like fucking...
Well, it's a windmill attached
a windmill
to a turbine.
A windmill and a turbine is completely different.
Yeah.
One generates power, one grinds up shit.
Grinds up wheat for the harvest. That,
yeah.
I don't think that's accurate, unfortunately.
Man, we don't
if
live
this was Minecraft, the Altamont would be just a giant wheat field.
Yeah.
Right? Until you burned it to the ground.
That is probably about the most localized joke that you can get.
Terry!
George!
Yeah, George, I played Minecraft for the first time the other day.
I just spawned.
You played Minecraft without me?
Finally played it.
Well, I had the demo. Remember I told you I got the demo?
No, you didn't tell me that. You said you were thinking about getting it, and I was like, if you do, let me know, and we'll stream it.
Well, I didn't play for very long because I guess it didn't like my computer, and every time I clicked the left mouse button to, like, attack something, it take me to the menu.
That's cool.
So I really didn't play. I just kind of looked at stuff.
No! 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 No!
Okay, there's too many fucking inside jokes going on right now. There's why do you know
they were
I've given up. Game.
That's all. Speaking of streaming Minecraft, though, when are we going to do another one of those just build whatever things?
As soon as possible.
Yeah, you let me know. I'm in.
Yeah. I'd like to do it with Josh for his first time. We can make it like a whole event.
So you guys can make fun of me again?
Yes.
Yeah, publicly.
Exactly why.
God damn it.
Anytime we get the chance.
Yeah, welcome to the team.
Yeah.
Piece of
welcome.
Shit.
Yeah, that was the best. Oh, yeah, here's Far Cry 3. Go ahead and fucking play this. Oh, you really suck. Let me film it.
Man, you suck.
Terry, that's exactly the conversation Terry and I had.
Terry and I were just like, we should film we this. Should
film this. This is hilarious.
He sucks so bad.
It was bad though, because I shouldn't have had it on two monitors. If I only had it on one, it would have been better.
People loved it. I mean, other than, people screaming tea at me on Twitter for, like, the next couple days. I was like, what the fuck?
That's going to be a joke now.
I guess.
You should have pressed tea then.
Yeah. They were yelling at you because you weren't doing it.
No, I totally was pushing tea.
During all the footage that I was scrubbing through. You were
lying down 2 feet away from some dude.
All the footage when I was scrubbing through it, you really only pressed tea, like, maybe 3 times.
No, that's not true. I threw tea at the one African dude with the blue shirt. I threw tea at the chicken.
Threw tea.
That's two times.
I
still got some more that I'm going to edit and put out. But I think the next time we're going to do it, we're going to put a little bit more effort into the production. So frame rate's not bad and the lighting's better.
Actually, I kind of liked how you had the little subtitles or the white words flying across the screen.
Well, that's going to stay. That's just sort of the style of our team OPs.
Yeah, that was very, like, Batman-esque, you know, pal.
Yeah, that's why we do it.
Hank.
Why do everything we do.
Yeah, that's right.
What would Batman do?
When you sit there and you ask yourself, what would Batman do? And then you do that thing. And if you don't, no one will blame you. It's terrifying to be Batman.
Yeah.
Also, your parents have to die.
In an alley.
Well, that's just not very nice.
They get robbed first, too.
Yeah, it's just bad all around.
Yeah.
Luckily, it doesn't make a difference for your inheritance that they got robbed.
It doesn't.
Man, in that
you
case,
are going to be very well.
I'm just saying, in that case, dude, Bruce Wayne's lucky that he didn't get jumped and freaking stalked and that it killed him, too.
It's not like you said Bruce Wayne.
The Gotham's a little harder than Stockton.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
Just a little bit. I mean...
I don't know.
Contender.
Because Gotham...
I finally saw cute puppies today.
What the fuck?
Get out of here.
Yeah.
And with Except that my, bombshell, my it's in the podcast. The most exciting podcast of the year.
Yay! Did anybody see my accidental tweet today?
No.
Before I deleted it really quick, phone just like tweeted it.
What was
on
it?
On its own. Well, I was preparing the tweet that I did tweet. And it did it like
the
before I was
that
ready.
I do so well.
It just said, who your burr?
Who your burr?
Type some stuff on its own. Too.
Yeah, damn hot dog.
Yeah, you can get a hot dog.
Hot dog. He's coming to my baseball game, Dad.
don't worry about coming to my baseball game, Dad. We got a new coach. His name's Hot Dogs.
Named Hot Dog.
Exactly. That's what
I'm saying. Dude, did you see the hot dog tacos tostadas?
No.
There's another version of that where he's making tacos and tostadas with hot dogs. It's great.
Oh, no.
I will provide the link. But podcast over. Someone do a better outro.
End it right there. No, that's good. End it.